Hi, Sheldon. Did you achieve your top objective tonight of coming through the game healthy?
I believe so, yes.
Good news. And as you look ahead to these few days between the start of the next series, how best do you think that time can be used by the team to be ready for Thursday?
Well, we got obviously a day off. We're going to get home real late tonight, so a day off tomorrow, and we'll get a couple practice days there. We'll squeeze in another off day again once we get into the week. But we'll have three real good on-ice days. You know, these types of weeks usually get crowded with meetings and discussions and things of that nature. This is a little bit different given we're playing an opponent that we're very familiar with. But the practices themselves will be important, and we'll get it and get things ramped up again. The guys are excited here now to just, you know, officially put an end to this regular season and get on to the next phase.
Next up, we'll go to Terry Koshin, Toronto Sun. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, Sheldon, how do you strike that balance then when you have all this time on your hands and you're not exactly going in against an unknown team in the Canadiens? Do you have to be careful and not give the players too much, given that they know so much about the Habs already? Or how do you think it's going to play out for you that way?
Yeah, that's always a balance for coaching staff, you know, is to not give too much information to the players. We'll try to find that proper balance. You know, there's a lot of things, of course, we'll focus on with our own game. Just make sure that we're ready to go ourselves. And, you know, of course, we're going to have things that we'll look at in relation to the opponent. But, you know, the first and foremost, we want to make sure our game is right and that our guys are feeling good going in. You know, it's probably a little more time than you would like, but it's a manageable amount of time here. Like I said, we're going to have two of the days are going to be full off days for our players. Give coaches lots of time to sort through the information and making sure we're delivering the most appropriate pieces.
We'll take two more here. We'll go to Mark Masters, TSN. Go ahead, Mark.
Sheldon, Jason Spezza was just saying this has been a hungry group ever since the bubble loss to Columbus. In what ways do you feel like the battle scars of the past will help the team as you know and start this new process in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I don't know how many players are that are remaining from that group. There's a lot of new faces here that are hungry for their own reasons. But just collectively as a team, we're committed to doing the things that are necessary, you know, to win. But so is our opponent. We're going to do those things. So it's just a matter of staying with it, finding a level of consistency in our game, even when it gets hard, and it will get hard. We're going to play against, you know, a Montreal team that's going to be, I think, refreshed and revived. They're going to have people back in their lineup. They're finally going to get a break and some time off here. They've had a very difficult schedule, and we're going to see a much different looking Montreal team when we play them again than what we just went through with them. At the same time, I think our team was excited to compete and play, and we would expect that we'll have people coming into our lineup as well, and, you know, we'll be excited to play at the most exciting time of year.
And last one here, we'll go to Kevin McGrann, Toronto Star. Go ahead, Kevin.
Just wondering, Sheldon, if there was anything in tonight's game or the last two nights' game that was of a concern in terms of bad habits creeping in or a positive in terms of maybe a puck movement on the power play, that sort of thing that you saw.
I don't take too much, Kevin, out of anything that really went on in these two games, other than, you know, getting some contributions. You know, you look at a game like tonight, we get two goals, you know, from one from Engvall, one from Mikheyev. Those are good things for us. I did think the power play, you know, moved the puck well, got a lot of things to the net today, so that's positive. You know, despite not having Mitch in, I thought the guys did a pretty good job there. Would have been nice to get rewarded. But we're not overthinking anything that went on here the last couple of games. It's more just a matter of getting through it healthy, as we had talked about, and we have done that. So now we can all just turn the page and worry about Montreal.
Thanks,